We are on a tear. We're going for AI healthcare apps. And so the cadence here is an aspirational one a week. I've fallen back recently, but it's back. If you have an idea for a healthcare AI app, or if you hear of some scoop, some information that you just want to share, please let me know. You can contact me on LinkedIn. It's at Unmet Need. And you can also find me just by searching Jeff Smith. Also, check out my website, jeffsmith.co. Thanks for being a listener on Unmet Need. On this episode, I talk about a new healthcare app called Bid. Bid's commercially focused and is designed to solve the problem of getting the highest value customer target at an industry conference or a medical congress, for instance, having that target matched with the vendor that has something that is the highest value for that target. It's not an easy problem, and as you might guess, AI is going to help us. Hope you enjoy the episode. Welcome to the next episode of Unmet Need. I am your host, Jeff Smith. And on today's episode, as the little intro promised, we're talking about BID, BID. And BID is really framed off of, I guess, a Wall Street, Chicago Mercantile. When you hit the bid, someone says, I'm selling for five. That's my offer. And someone says, I'll hit that bid. So five. So hit the bid is, what if we could do that with our physician customers? All right, you have that one product, and the number one user of that product is going to be at that meeting. Now, the traditional model is you've set up your net or your conference booth, and you hope they walk by. You might even put some little breadcrumbs and try to incentivize them with coffee. But fundamentally, you're hoping your high-value target comes to the meeting at the moment that you're there. It's very low yield, and trade shows are incredibly high value. But commercial teams and marketing groups, they spend a lot of time trying to justify the ROI on the meeting. It's very hard to do because it's the one-on-one meeting that you have with the person at coffee. And so what if you could have a conference, a trade show full of those? And so here's how it would work. First, when you join the bid, you talk about the space that you're seeking customers. And like any proof of concept, kind of what I would look to be doing here is just to make it very narrow and specific. So we'll pick a certain type of surgeon, spine surgeons. And so there's a universe of spine surgeons. There's about 10,000, plus or minus a couple thousand. But so one, you can get that data set. So there's a number of places to get it, but you can get an email address and a license and really credentials on the 10,000 orthopedic and neurospine surgeons. If you wanted to broaden it to interventionalists that also do spine, you could, but point is there's a data set, a body of data that you can get to feed to the LLM. There's also other great public data that's available, such as the Sunshine Act. So the Sunshine Act requires manufacturers of medical devices who make royalty or consulting payments to healthcare providers. We are very transparent about that. But the significance of it is if you take a particular company, say Medtronic, largest company in a lot of spaces, and you see who their largest consultants are, that is a beginning to triangulate data. There's data on who is the person, where are they in the world, what are their credentials, where did they train, all going to be useful for an AI app grouping people. Undergrad, med school, fellowship, you name it. Private practice, affiliations, hospital, IDN affiliations, but that's the email kind of demographic data. Then you have public and free. You have the Sunshine Act data that says industry values this particular customer at some very high level or at an actual level that we can see. I'm not going to give you the whole picture, but it starts to tell it. Then you can go into PubMed and clinical publication scrapers, and you can start to see who's published all the time. You go to the US Patent Office, there's scrapers that can see, who's submitting patents and when they publish and they become public. And pretty soon you can start to see through procedural volume data, types of procedures, the clinical footprint, if you will, on any publications, and then consulting and royalties and patents. And what this app, the bid, would do is it would, in this case, a narrow focus, but it starts in spine, then it goes broad ortho, and you just keep going into therapeutic areas. But if it works for one segment, it'll work for them all. There is an obstacle for anyone listening. There is a thing called fair market value in it's, I believe it's a byproduct of the False Claims Act. No, anti-kickback. And so this is it governs how industry can pay physicians for their time. And part of that is it really anchors around there is a fair market value for 1 hour of an orthopedic or neurosurgeon's time. And so that is not a market-based price. It's saying that if a surgeon's time, if he has 1,000 people offering him $1,000 an hour for his time, industry can only pay 500. And so that's not really market clearing. So as is most disruption, there is a way to work within the spirit of regulation and like all things, evolve it. But that is a dynamic to work at. But first we have to prove that there's a demand. And so what happens, the way you launch a product like this is we go to a trade show, which is nice because when you launch into a marketplace on an app, you want high engagement in density. And so in this case, there's going to be a high density of this because it's a two-sided marketplace, high density of the HCPs, the healthcare providers, but the industry is coming and their demand for the hours, 10 minutes of the HCPs is really high. And they're all set up, designed to sit at their net and hope the people walk by. And so they're really, really motivated and they're spending hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars to be there. And so the way you would proof of concept this is you would get a group of influential surgeons that this resonated with. And spoiler alert, it's probably the ones who the demand for their time at every meeting is 10x what's available. And they want to help, but they have to be rational with their time. And so you would do a proof of concept, and then with successful results and a proof of concept, then I think ultimately it's best to have society support, because with society support, they're the meeting organizers, and fundamentally societies would endorse an app like Bid primarily because it's going to help their sponsors, the industry people that put on the event and pay for it all. It's going to help them get a hard, larger return on investment, and they're going to want to do more of these meetings because the value of the meeting and the meeting organizers is they able to attract all these thousands of really high value healthcare providers and put them all in one place. Where the meetings are struggling is what used to be effective, which is set up like a trade booth conference. It's diminishing. And so the Bid app would work in connection with the booth because the booth has all sorts of advantages. You can demonstrate things, but the Bid would allow people to get the most value and ultimately remuneration for their time. So that's that app. And again, I always say at these episodes, hey, if you want to help me with this, do it. But if I'm going to do a slightly different take on it, all that. Yeah, if you want to invest, if you want to build this and invest, all that stays. But this is a simple challenge. If anybody, because it occurs to me that sometimes people that I'm talking to could be a stage of their career or life where they just don't want to start a company. But if you think you can hack something like this together, let me know. I will put a $10,000 bounty on it. Working proof of concept that can either be built upon further. So it's not just like code, spaghetti code that I'll have to scrap. It's something I can work on. For the bid, we'll pay it $10,000 and we can talk about equity in the new project. Heyo. All right. So that's it for me today. Thank you for being a listener of Unmet Need. All right, guys. So that was the episode today. We talked about the bid. If you didn't hear it, let me say it one more time. I gotta put my money where my mouth is. I put a $10,000 bounty. If somebody can hack together a version of the bid, true to the spirit that I just described, using the data sets of patent submissions, clinical publications, Sunshine Act, transparency reporting, and also procedural volume. If you can do that, it's $10,000 and some equity. Thanks for listening.